May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Do please be seated. God loves each one of us. Every single one of us. Young, old, and everyone in between. He loves children. Dads, grannies, granddads, and mums, single person, people, those whose partners have died. He loves people from different countries who speak different languages to us, who may have a different skin colour from ours. He loves those who are short and those who are tall. There is nobody that Jesus didn't die for. And as we head on through Lent and towards Easter, it's reassuring to hang on to that fact. In today's very short gospel reading, we heard about a woman who had 10 silver coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 silver coins. But then she lost 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 9. It meant a great deal to her, losing that one coin. Maybe those were the only coins she had, because she was very poor. Or they were her life savings, and the loss mattered to her. We're told that each coin was about a day's wages. And so today, for us, the living wage apparently is about £60. So each of those would be £60. So to lose one of them, to lose everything. So she hunts for it. She lights her lamp. She gets out her broom. And she goes through her house, inch by inch, hunting for that one missing coin. Meanwhile, those other 9 coins are safe and sound on the side. And what happens next? She finds her missing coin. She's overjoyed, as we saw on the front page of the pew sheet today. And she's so excited that she rushes to see her friends and her neighbours, and she tells them to celebrate with her, because one coin has been found. It becomes a great party. Jesus was telling his listeners that people are important to him, that being together and being safe is very important. And if one person goes off and does something wrong, maybe it's something that they think is so bad that they wouldn't be welcome anymore, then it's time for Jesus to find them again. Because everybody does matter. And no matter what we do wrong, Jesus is always ready to welcome us back with a huge party, because he loves us. My eldest son, Ben, lives in the Cayman Islands. It's a long way away. I don't get to see him or my granddaughter very often. And they came at Christmas. And it's lovely to see them. He's done some things which have not been good in his life. He's done some things which have made me cry, made other people cry. But do you know what? When I get to that airport, and I'm standing there at the arrivals sort of corridor bit, as soon as I see him, I run up to him. I embarrass him thoroughly by putting my arms round him and hugging him, because I love him. And that's what God's love is like to us. No matter what we do, God loves us. And today, of course, is Mothering Sunday. I am sure that many of you children have taken breakfast to your mums in bed. Do I see any nodding going on? Oh, no, I didn't either. Or maybe you're going to go home and cook them lunch? No, I'm doing that as well. Or maybe you're going to make them a cake for tea later. No, we can but hope, can't we? But you know, some of my children and my grandchildren are coming to lunch today, and I'm looking forward to seeing them and celebrating with them. But of course, not everybody has that option. Some people may never have had children of their own, or have lost children. Some people didn't have happy lives as children themselves. But God loves each one of them wholeheartedly, passionately, even if for them today is not quite such a happy day. For the mother we heard about in our Old Testament reading, it nearly wasn't a happy ending. She loved her baby very much, and she wanted to keep him safe. So she left him in a basket in the reeds at the river's edge. And Pharaoh's daughter found him and felt sorry for this little three-month-old baby crying in his basket. She rescued him. That baby was Moses, and the story continues with Moses' sister telling Pharaoh's daughter, telling the most important person around, that she could find a nurse for Moses to take care of him as he grew up. And of course, that nurse, as we heard, was actually Moses' own mum. She was able to care for her son as he grew up, and she got paid to do it. She watched all he did during his childhood, and he was safe with her. And of course, when he grew up, he looked after God's people. He made sure they were safe, and he led them away from the place where they were being held as slaves. God keeps us all safe because he loves us. And that is something we can all take hold of today. We all have our part to play in God's plan for our lives, our own part of showing and sharing God's love. So today is Mothering Sunday, a day when we celebrate the love of mums here in church, and it's also a day when we celebrate all of God's love, which we can experience through our relationships with each other. When you arrived, you were given a card which says, "Thank you, God, for..." Now, if you would like to now write out a prayer saying what you'd like to thank God for, or maybe what you'd like to thank your mum for, then in a little while in our intercessions, I'll invite you to bring those cards up, place them in a basket, just like Moses' mum placed him in a basket to keep him safe. And then we're going to ask God to keep our prayers safe. But for now, as I finish, I'm going to say a prayer as you write out your cards. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the love you have for each one of us. Thank you for the rejoicing in heaven when people turn to you and become part of your family. Please help us to always thank you, to say thank you to those who love us, and to say thank you to you for loving us more than we can ever understand. Amen.